Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Let me introduce you to Mrs. Honeybee, a no-nonsense disciplinarian with staunch traditional values, a modern-day life coach. In Ask Mrs. Honeybee, she talks with her audience about issues like relationships and parenting and in-laws and dealing with adult children who boomerang back home. She'll even talk to you about sexting. Mrs. Honeybee will take you on a hilarious journey towards a more fulfilling love life and back to a time when children knew how to behave and adults knew how to keep them in line. The show will be at the GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady beginning tonight through Saturday, April 27th. We are joined now by Mary Pat Donovan, who is the creator of this show as well as many other shows, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. And of course, is Mrs. Honeybee, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Mary Pat Donovan to the program.
Thank you very much for having me this morning.
Delight to have you with us. Denise Farrow also is with us. She is famous for originating the role of Tina in Tony and Tina's Wedding, which of course starred for several seasons before it took over the world.
It did. It completely took over the world. It's taken over Schenectady several times at Proctor's.
Yes,
also.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so we'll talk a little about that as well. Mary Pat Donovan, tell us about how Mrs. Honeybee came to be.
Well, you know, there's a new profession in the world, and it's called life coaching.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I know. A lot of people, that's because you don't really know what it is.
He has a roadblock.
Yeah, he has a roadblock that we have to eliminate.
Okay.
Your dislike for life coaching right away.
Right.
Get rid of it. Look what it's done for Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
She has really come a long way.
She's tucked far away right now, I think.
She's behaving herself really well right now.
So you would need a life coach to say, Lindsay, maybe it's time for rehab.
Let's not drink for 6 months. Let's not, you know, party too much heavy for 6 months. Let's try to focus on other things.
And let's not crawl under tables in Brazil.
No fist fighting in bars. You know, try to lay off.
Stealing necklaces.
Right.
So how does the show work? You come out and...
Okay, first of all, I want to tell you what a life coach is.
Okay.
A life coach is somebody who helps you achieve your life's goals. You're having a hard time, you want to be a brain surgeon. You're having a hard time figuring out how to get started.
Yeah.
So you go to the life coach, they help you get started. Now, she can't teach you to be a life coach or a brain surgeon, but she can teach you how to kind of aim yourself toward that direction.
Okay.
Okay. Get up every morning. Start the smallest thing. That's what it's about. Breaking the big job down into small, manageable pieces. Okay. So what's the first thing? Well, find out what the requirements for a brain surgeon are.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you came to me as a life coach and said, I want to be a brain surgeon, I'd say to you, well, that's a lofty goal. Why don't you, next time we meet, between now and I give you a deadline, between now and the next time we meet, I want you to do research and find out exactly what are the requirements to be a brain surgeon, and then come back and we'll talk about it. And that's very attainable. It's not, say, go out and find a school and get accepted.
Now let me just interrupt for a moment and say, personally, if it were up to me as a patient,
yes,
what I would look for in a brain surgeon is someone who could figure that out by themselves.
You know, really. Uh-huh. And that's not to say...
Or is good with a knife.
Yeah.
Good with a knife. I immediately thought, it, like, I would get up and I would, like, butter my toast just a little bit more
carefully.
With
a sharp knife,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No, actually, what it is you break it down, and you may find out in your quest to be a brain surgeon that it's not for you.
Right.
You should be
when
on
you
the
achieve
radio.
These goals.
Yeah.
Right. That
well,
you should be
clearly,
something
that
else,
isn't
right?
The, right.
At working at the Dunkin' Donuts, maybe.
The path, either.
Cutting up things somewhere else. Yeah.
So in the context of the show, mm-hmm. The two of you come out, and you have...
I am the life coach, and Angie Travertino is my assistant, and she's studying to be a life coach also. And this is her final requirement before she is certified as a life coach. So she's being my assistant and taking a little stab at life coaching too at this time.
Now, so there's a lot of audience participation.
It is all about the audience.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So because those are the people who you are coaching.
Right. I'm there to be their coach. It's a seminar.
Yeah.
We're having a little seminar, and we're there to help the people get their lives together and perhaps sign up to be a coach by Mrs. Honeybee or Angie Travertino.
Yeah, I mean, some things that the audience will experience is that maybe they don't want to be a brain surgeon. Maybe they want something to stop in their lives, like their husband's leaving their socks all over the room.
Yeah.
And relationships and
right
relationships with socks,
right. Or I want to start a garden. I want to plant
socks
a garden.
Yeah,
and knives and brain surgeon. What if you want your husband?
We
to
have too many cats.
Surgeon?
We have too many cats.
Yeah.
Okay. What can I do?
And you
well,
can.
Let's talk about it. Why do you have the cats? What can we do? What are your options? You know, and then we help them figure out what to do. But technically, a life coach is not supposed to give any answers. We're supposed to ask the questions, and you're supposed to give the answers.
You bring us down the path,
right?
So but that we can fulfill our dreams.
We can answer
and
your own questions, but here's the problem. Mrs. Honeybee has way too much information in her head. She has way too much advice to give. So she skips on over that rule and goes right to her own method, which is the full life level coaching technique, which means you have a full life, you have a lot of experience, bring it to the table and tell them what to do.
Okay.
Totally the opposite of what a life coach does.
Now, for those who are not familiar, obviously you have, if for people who are watching our web stream, obviously they can see you. But
they can see us?
Yes, they can see
us. Oh, my God.
What you're doing, Denise.
Oh, my God.
I took my coat off right away and acted normal.
Hello?
Well, you asked about web streaming.
Let me just
you
take
said
my
you
top
were the
off.
Social media.
Take the ratings up, shall we? Sorry. Although they probably wouldn't go up much.
So you have
don't make the man forget his questions, Denise.
No, there you go, waving to the camera. Good for you. So when it comes to the character, what accoutrement must you have to be in that character?
Pearls, earrings, and a wig.
And a wig.
Yeah.
And that makes you Mrs. Honeybee.
Kinda.
Yeah, okay.
Makes me not me. Makes
right.
me someone else.
Sharing her opinions about other people's lives. That's
right.
What makes her.
And bossing. I'm really bossing. Good at bossing.
It's really
telling
an
people
interesting
what to
experience
do.
To be on stage with Mary Pat Donovan when she's giving advice.
one of the things we ask is, like, who has boomerang children?
Yeah, the kids that come back.
82% of people at some point are going to have boomerang kids come in the house.
Yeah.
82% of all kids, at least at one point or another, boomerang.
So once you identify those people, then how do you know as an artist, okay, which one of these will be good on stage?
You know, it takes experience. I have 20 years of experience with Late Night Catechism playing Sister.
Yeah.
And
which, by the way, is hilarious.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Now there are seven Late
I was
going to
say, well, we were having this conversation because every place I go, and I said, I don't think Mary Pat is in, like, all of these. So there are other. Oh, you were in one?
She doesn't,
yeah.
That's how
she
we met. That yeah. Our relationship is very much a marriage of Tony and Tina's Wedding and Late Night Catechism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We used to go to theater conventions to sell the show, and Denise would be there dressed as a bride with a groom, and she'd be selling Tony and Tina's. And at the same booth, I would be dressed as the nun. So we started talking. We hit it off.
I want to go to this convention.
We used to wander the conventions, walking up and down the aisles, the bride and the nun, the bride of Christ and the bride of Tony, walking up and down the aisles, and we would have a blast. And she's very funny.
Yeah.
She's very funny right off the cuff, you know, and that's really an important element of interactive theater. You've got to be able to do it. You know, you got to be able to be funny on the spot with everyone you meet and think of something to say. And Denise was a master. And I, for 2 years, begged her, please do this part. And she, 2 years, was too terrified to do it.
It was insane. I mean, imagine now. You meet Mary Pat Donovan, who created this series
right.
of one-woman shows as an actress. It's tremendous responsibility to take on a script like that, not to mention learn all the Catholic
stuff,
and then have somebody that'll just slap you if you don't do it right. But it was an honor, and finally,
and that would be Mary Pat.
Yeah, so she sent me the script, and I was very intimidated by the material, and I just thought if I put it away, she would just all disappear. And she called me one day and was like, "Why won't you do my play? What is wrong with you?" And I had no choice, so she flew me to California, and I've trained personally with Mary Pat in Late Night Catechism now for almost what. 7-8 years.
Yeah,
it's the best.
And when you
time
say
of my
script,
life.
I mean that's a fairly freewheeling show too, right?
Yes, but there is a script. You know, you have to get in and get out, and you got to go from section to section, and you have to once you're talking to him, you got to have something to say.
There's a beginning, middle, and an end.
There's a beginning, middle, and end, and there's a structure, and also there's topics that we discuss, and then you know, here's the thing: after you discuss a topic enough with an audience, you start to get material. So I have, you know, 15, 20 minutes material on every single thing that we talk about because we've been talking about this with people for a while. So
yeah.
You get jokes. Sometimes you get your best jokes from the audience. The best laughs come from what the audience will say sometimes.
And because they're always a little nutty, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, this is where your skill in a performer comes in, where,
yes,
where you say, all right, well, this one may be great, but it'll be pretty safe. This one seems like they may be a corker.
Right.
Let's go this route.
Let's go this way.
Or yeah. Drunk.
Let's go. Or drunk. If they're drunk, you kind of avoid them.
Yeah. Really, well, maybe that doesn't help you any.
No, no. It doesn't make it funnier.
People don't drink in Scranton.
After a while, the audience is tired of them. No drinkers in Scranton, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you come in, Schenectady. When you could, were you in Scranton?
Are we in Schenectady?
I was afraid. No, we're in Schenectady, not Scranton. I don't know why I said Scranton. I'm terrified. And I want to run away.
Were you ever supposed to be in Scranton?
Are we in Scranton right now?
I don't know why. No, maybe. Let's get on the phone and find out.
Yeah.
Proctor's is in Schenectady.
Yes,
that's what
and
I know.
And I know for
and
a
we
fact
were there yesterday, so
that,
I know
that you're
the
supposed
right
to be right. You're yeah. supposed to be here tonight, beginning tonight through Saturday night.
Through Saturday, that's
yeah,
correct.
And you're at the GE Theater, which is
a
great
theater.
Small intimate theater, and you get a nice chance to mingle with the audience
to
and
get
interact.
Real close to them, right?
Yeah.
Real close up and personal.
Now, Denise, when you're doing this, so are you just going along for the ride, or how much do you have that is like, I mean, how much of what you do depends
don't tell
on
the
what
truth
she
to
does?
Just sound smart, will
so
you?
Should I give us the standard answer? You know, when working with Mary Pat Donovan, when she asked me to be a part of this play, I was honored. I mean, she is, to me, at the highest level of improv in this type of theater, interactive theater, which I love. So it's intimidating because, you know, you're on stage with her and she's the master. So it's sort of like, it's very scripted. I know sort of where I'm supposed to come in and the topics that I'm supposed to discuss, but she really is so generous on stage that occasionally she'll just turn to me and ask me to express my opinion. What? Oh, it's my line now?
And what do you
Sorry.
Think about this, Angie?
Yeah, so...
and the eyes go big and
real
wide.
Big for a minute, and then, you know, but she's so good, it doesn't take long.
We have a yeah. blast.
And you know what else? We're so different as people. Like, I'm really a nice person, and I'm civilized and, you know, really polite, and Denise is filthy and dirty and very ill-behaved. And
well, I was going to ask, all right, you know what, Dave, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll pay some bills, and then we'll come back, and we'll finish talking to Denise and Mary Pat and find out about the show. Okay, because I have a question. When she mentioned the dirty parts, I want to ask her about
okay.
that. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back and find out more. It's Mrs. Honeybee, Ask Mrs. Honeybee, Certified Life Coach. It's at the GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady tonight through Saturday, April 27th. You can find out more at proctors.org. We'll return with Mary Pat Donovan and Denise Fennell after the short break. Welcome back to the roundtable. We're talking about the production of Ask Mrs. Honeybee, Certified Life Coach, which is at the GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady tonight. It opens tonight through Saturday, April 27th, and it just sounds delightful. We were just talking during the break with Mary Pat Donovan and Denise Fennell, and they were talking about the lines, and from what I ascertained in the very brief conversation we had, Mary Pat, as Mrs. Honeybee, will say, "Hey, Angie, how are you doing? Hi, Angie." And Angie will say,
Hi.
Hi.
And I have delivered my line successfully.
That's right. Who yeah. writes this stuff?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, it takes a lot. We were talking about you know, the tone. I was surprised when I was looking at the website for the show. It says contains mature content.
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit, because we talk about what the audience wants to talk about, and sometimes that, you know, that will,
and that's part of life coaching, right?
You know, one of the things that surprised me the very most on the East Coast is the men who pee in their backyard.
Oh yeah, there's a section of the, he's like, what? Where are we going now?
One
is
of the
it
things,
time for my life
I
now?
I take questions from the house, and they write their questions on a card. And one night I got a question is, what can I do about my husband?
He
likes
backyard.
To pee in the backyard, even if he's equidistant from the bathroom. And so we found out that there's a tremendous amount of closet peers
right.
in the backyard.
Now,
peers.
Why do you think that is the case?
Lazy.
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 Now, what does...
maybe they're anti-establishment people who want to be different. I don't know.
So now, where does life coaching come in therapy go out, you know, because you are. So why would we why would we seek the advice of a life coach when it comes to a urination issue with
because
our with our spouse?
You can't get him to knock it off. You can't get him to stop. What can I do?
Okay.
Well,
how can
trendy.
I stop this?
Coaching
right.
is trendy too.
Yeah.
Like all the you know, like the Housewives of New Jersey and all those television shows now, they all have life coaches.
Right.
It's
yeah.
like the real hip thing.
Well, maybe
to do.
That's the problem.
You know.
Yeah. Maybe that's
the issue. I'd
be
like, knock it off. Stop peeing in the backyard yeah. and get in here. And then the guy's daughter, who was 3 years old.
He's teaching his daughter to pee in the yard.
The school called the mother because the daughter peed down the slide at the school. This is what the audience told us. I was stunned.
So how do you...
This is stuff we get from the audience.
Yeah,
so then how can you not have fun with that?
So when you are in character and you hear something like that, how do you respond?
I fall down laughing.
Well, we do laugh at first, and then I'm shocked, and I can't believe it. And then Denise will ask, how many have husbands that pee in
the
yard?
And tremendous amount of response.
Now, why?
A percentage of people in the audience have husbands
and
that
they
pee
admit
in the
to
yard.
It.
Totally.
And they admit to it, and they talk about it in front of all their neighbors.
Mm-hmm. That is fascinating.
The other audience members, yeah.
You have such an expressive, great face, which I think adds a lot to this, doesn't it? I mean,
it does.
Because you have, like, just when you did that, I mean, your eyes come out, like, you have a great expression.
For 20 years, I've been playing a part where this is all you saw.
Yeah,
so this is what you
and
have to
And she just has
with.
A circle around the
around
eyes
face,
and the mouth
right.
because of the late night catechism, mm-hmm. and you were dressed as a nun.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings out the expression.
Probably also I have an expressive face. You know,
yeah.
It probably has something to do with it.
Irish. Yeah.
Big mouth and big face.
And from?
Originally from Chicago. Grew up
yeah.
there my whole life. And I never thought I would live anywhere else. But now for the last 14 years, I've lived in L.A., in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
Oh, good.
I love it. It's not anything like Chicago, but the weather beats everything.
So, all right, I want to ask you a question in a second. But Denise, so your background is where are you from?
I'm from Boston.
Okay. Oh. So it's, now this is what I find interesting, especially with Boston, especially with Chicago, is this strong, is it in the water, this improvisational
I was in my kitchen.
You know, background, because so many great performances and performers come out of that city.
And Second City and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the Compass Club, going back to University of Chicago in the 50s. I don't know. I think it's because we're a loud town. We're an outgoing town.
Yeah.
And we love to laugh and have fun and goof around and speak our minds and... You know, I really think it comes from that. That and my upbringing.
Yeah.
My loud family.
Neighborhood.
And
neighborhood people.
Of course, Boston has a large, you know, it's also neighborhoods and a large Irish Catholic background.
I grew up, my dad was Irish. My mom was Italian. I grew up in a little section of a town called Nonantum. I mean, we had our own parades. Fats Pellegrini ran the place. There was no choice for me but be funny. I mean, it was like, it was survival of the fittest. It was a great upbringing. And so many funny people are from Boston. My family's really funny. They're fast. They're quick. There's like 17 people around a table speaking English and Italian all at the same time. So I spent most of my life observing it. And then... I actually got discovered with Tony and Tina's, and when I met this gaggle of crazy people, I was like, wow, I fit in.
I could go there.
I could do this.
And you both have, but you have a great, I mean, it's a great voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a rasp to it. It's very nice, very textured.
She's still drunk from last night.
I'm still drunk.
Yeah. Well, I was going to, because you normally when...
Is it time for me to take my top off yet?
We're getting to that. Just hold on. Because I mean, normally the joke would be that's booze and cigarettes.
No, I don't smoke.
No.
And
that's a natural.
Drink.
Yeah,
I do shoot up occasionally.
well,
that
you
doesn't
know,
affect your voice.
It
though.
Is show business.
No, and Boston, Mary Pat, for me, when she cast me in Late Night Catechism, being able to return to Boston and play a Catholic nun on that stage is like. Probably the best time I've ever had in my life. So.
This is none of my damn business, but I'm going to ask you anyway. So you see this show, you see Late Night Catechism in Milwaukee.
Yes.
And do you get a cut of that?
Yeah, I'm the playwright.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good
yeah.
for you.
Thank you.
So I mean that, and that allows you to go out and do other stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm very excited about getting a chance to work on Mrs. Honeybee because I'm able to touch on subjects that Sister would never touch on.
No.
For example, anyone to mention that their husband pees in the backyard or anyone to mention, you know, Sister would, it would be disgusting. We would never even comment on that. Or how about this? I get cards, the questions I get, you know, how about at 65 years old, do you think it's necessary for me to look, to watch porn? You know, well, Sister could never even think of answering that question. But Mrs. Honeybee will.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Angie can tell you where to get it for free.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's
inappropriate. Oh, download it.
That's
very bad.
Very nice. So during the day, you're doing research. Good
yes.
for you.
Yes.
What do you do in the hotel all day? Yes. Well, now we know.
Well, we're staying in a beautiful house here.
Yes, we're staying in a beautiful Victorian mansion that it rents out as a bed and breakfast. And it's just
it's
a huge suite with living rooms and dining rooms and kitchens and two
lovely.
Master bedrooms.
Mrs. Honeybee would approve?
Oh, I've never stayed anywhere like that before. It's really something.
Yeah, that's lovely. This show sounds like a blast, and well, you two are just wonderful. So, how could it go wrong? Ask Mrs. Honeybee.
Oh, believe me. Yeah, that's the fun part.
I wish we had another segment. Yeah. We could find out how it went wrong over the years.
It could. It could, but even that's funny.
Yeah, it could. Ask Mrs. Honeybee, certified life coach, will be in the GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady tonight through Saturday, April 27th. To learn more, visit proctors.org. Proctors.org. Mary Pat Donovan and Denise Fennell, a great delight to have you both here. Thank you very
much.
Thank
you very much.
Have fun. Again, proctors.org. The show runs through Saturday. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.